With me today is Harvard Business School professor Joseph Bauer, an expert on corporate strategy and leadership, whose most recent research focuses on CEO succession. Joe, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure, Jim.
Now, Bill Ford has just put the brakes on his ride as CEO of the Ford Motor Company and handed the wheel over to Alan Mulally, who's a veteran of Boeing. How common is it these days, Joe, for companies to turn to outsiders for the CEO chair?
Actually, it's pretty common. About a third of the time for the companies like S&P 500, and 40% when the companies had some problems. So you'd have to say frequently.
And what are the advantages of doing that?
The main advantage is that you can probably get a fresh point of view. You also get board support. If you think about it, turning outside means the board has lost confidence in the insiders. And at least as long as there's some success, the terrific advantage is that the leader has the support of the board. In some instances, you also get someone who also knows a lot about the business.
And I guess in some instances, you get someone who doesn't know a lot about the business. Is that another problem?
Well, there are two different approaches. What's interesting is sometimes people go for great CEOs who come from the what are called CEO factories, like GE or Procter & Gamble. Interestingly, a group of companies that has a very good record, which is the LBOs, almost never go for that sort of CEO. They look for an industry figure who really knows a lot about the business, often a retired CEO, someone who really knows the business, and often that company quite cold.
Now, is there any way to predict who's going to be the next Lou Gerstner, who did such a great job at IBM, versus Carly Fiorina, who had her problems at Hewlett-Packard?
Well, I've already touched on a key element, and that is how much do they know about the business. Gerstner was always talked about as a McKinsey man who'd been at a tobacco company, but in fact, at American Express, where he had a significant run, he was running the largest customer for computers perhaps in the world, the American Express travel business. And it was based on that understanding from a customer's perspective of what the customer needed, that he was able to really make a quite critical decision at IBM, which was to stay as a vertically integrated company.
Now, as they say in Detroit, Mulally is not a car guy. So what does he bring to the table?
Well, he has a terrific record in managing a manufacturing or assembly manufacturing business. The 777 is a tremendous, terrific airplane, and he's got a record of performing and delivering, cutting costs under very difficult circumstances. So he seems to be quite an unusual guy, and at least judging from the press, has a very extensive reputation.
Now, going back to the way this all transpired with Bill Ford, Bill Ford seems to have played a rather major role in picking Mulally as his successor. Now, is that okay, or is it better for the CEO to sort of stay out of the kitchen when this is taking place?
Well, it's hard for the owner to stay out of the kitchen. Bill Ford's not just CEO, he's the owner. In that sense, it's very important that the ownership of the company pick the new manager. Apparently, he lost faith in the insiders. And interestingly, he conducted his own search. We don't read about any of the major search firms being involved in this transaction. So it's very much an owner saying, I'm not doing this job well. I'm going to find someone who can do it right.
Now, you've been doing a lot of work recently, I know, Joe, on succession planning and the CEO succession in general. According to your research, what do you think is the best way to go about this?
Well, I don't want to be frivolous in what I'm about to say, but you begin 20 years earlier and you develop a cadre of outstanding people who can do a really good job. You can't develop great CEOs overnight. It takes a lot of time. Maybe it's not 20, but it's 10 anyway. You also have to have a company that's making good products. So I think this situation didn't develop a few years ago.
But does it strike you as sort of strange that at some point, apparently during the summer, Bill Ford says, there's too much for me to do here, guys. I need to find someone else. So it looks like there's been about a month in the planning here or whatever, rather than even a few years.
Well, my impression, is that they've been looking for leadership for a long time, and they had a lot of problems finding people to work at the top of Ford. So it's not really a month. This particular move may have developed over a month as he decided he needed help and decided he had to find that help outside the company.
And then look to some strong board members
to
help him.
And get help. Well, that's exactly what the board's there for, is really to help the CEO in time of crisis. And particularly around succession, that's where you earn your board fees.
Let me ask you one more question, and that is putting on your expert strategist hat. Ford Motor Company is in trouble. It's losing a lot of money. Trouble in particular in North America. What does it have to do, or what's the most important thing it has to do to get back in the race, as it were, with a successful company like Toyota?
It has to make good cars. Basically, Ford has been holding its position on the basis of SUVs and the pickup.
Trucks,
you could say. Really, Toyota, the Camry, just pushed the Mercury right out of and really the Taurus. Camry and then Avalon right out of the business, and Lexus took Lincoln down. So, and that's gone back, that takes you back into a decade anyway. They've been in bad shape in the car business. So they've got to rebuild their position in cars, and to do that, they have to make great product. And they haven't done that in a while in the consumer's eyes.
And I assume it's going to take a certain amount of time, if not a long time, for them to start making great products again?
I would guess so. I'm not a car person, I think that's probably what appealed to them about Mulally, because everybody was singing the praises of Airbus, and then 5 years later, Boeing has recaptured its leadership. So I'm sure that's the dream that they have at Ford.
Well, we'll be watching and perhaps talking to you again about all this. Thanks for coming in.
It's a pleasure.